to our world.
Let's get the chat room up here. All right. Welcome, everyone, to another exciting show of Hug Nation. This voice right now is the fellow on cam in the purple hat and the pink hair. That's me, Halcyon. And the handsome fellow in the red shirt and the white hair is Grandpa Caleb.
And ringing my bell.
And ringing his bell. This is our pre-Christmas Hug Nation. Mm-hmm. And do you mind pulling in a little closer? You're much prettier to look at than I on camera.
Yeah.
So if you are only listening to the archive, we also meet here live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. We meet in Grandpa's his
cocoon.
Dorm room / cocoon,
yeah.
That is decorated with all sorts of wonderful love-based political stuff,
yeah.
As well as family pictures and pictures from your life. So it's a living museum to a life that made the weight. Make the weight of your life count.
Made the weight of your life count.
That is a goal we should all aspire to. So, since it is holiday... Oh, Lady Lake, if you're listening and you can't see Cam, we turned the cam on after you got here, so you have to reload this page, and then you'll see the camera image.
Oh.
So, we decided...
There are different things. You developed it, called Hug Nation. I even wrote it in my letters this week.
That's
it's
right.
Exciting, the mystery of it, and the fun of knowing that you have circled this amazing, beautiful, blue Earth. A friend of mine walked on the moon, and he said, I'll never get over the view that I had of that beautiful blue ball where I came from. His name was Jim Irwin.
You know what? That reminds me. I haven't told you this yet. I don't think I told you. The company that... our main client that Tassie and I work with,
yes,
is run by a brilliant young man. He's younger than I am.
Yes.
And, you know, has made many millions of dollars, and he's a very... For our conference call this week, I said, what time should our call be? And he said, oh, you know what, today just send me an email because I'm going to a luncheon in London for the first 100 people that are going to be tourists in space.
Really?
Did you read about that?
No, I have heard about it.
There's Virgin Galactic. The guy who owns Virgin Atlantic and all the Virgin Megastore stuff. He is.
They'll get into weightlessness, won't they?
Yes, by 2008, they're going to go take spaceships into orbit.
Oh, boy.
And then come back in. And so he is one of the first 100 people that's going to go into space.
Well, congratulations.
Isn't that neat? Yeah, I thought that was a cool thing for a boss to do.
Yes.
And for only $200,000, we could do that too.
Well, you know, I have friends that have gone around the world in about 30, 40 days, but on the Concorde.
Oh wow!
They went around for $40,000, but they rode elephants and all that stuff.
That's neat. Well, it was very exciting. He's an interesting and brilliant guy, and he have $200,000 to spend on something for fun. And that would do that. And he said it was a bunch of kind of self-made people, a lot of eccentric people. But, you know, almost everyone there, they said, we're having some... Let's see. I'm going to apologize here for... I see why we're having a problem. I wonder if I should cancel this upload. All right, well, thank you for your patience with this. We are pushing the bandwidth limits by uploading pictures and broadcasting.
Oh, I see. All right,
so back on track. So what I want to... Let's get back on track. I got a little excited. Can you tell me what this is here on the ground here, Grandpa?
I had a celebration yesterday for a lady 100 years old. And we had... Hand it over to me. Those are bells. Those are sleigh bells. They're over 100 years old.
Wow.
And they notice the leather is still good, and here they go. I once rode a sleigh in Missouri. These came from Iowa. And
wow.
I remember the sleigh and the bells ringing like that.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Those are over 100 years old.
Over 100 years old, yeah. And the bells are there. A dear friend down my hall from where I live, she's had them hung outside, and I rang them yesterday for the 100-year-old woman.
Nice.
And we celebrated. She's a woman who taught me how to play Four Kings and a Corner. And yesterday was our 100th birthday.
That's amazing. Margaret. So you also said that that you have a tradition on people's birthdays that you read a...
I read a psalm for their birthday.
Of that year.
Yeah, I started when I was a minister many, many years ago. And anytime you get over the 85th psalm, they get pretty good. So many of them are vituperative that David wrote.
Those are a little loud on our audio, so sorry about the bell ringing, but it's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, it's just a beautiful experience to celebrate 100, and I've never had the joy of reading a psalm. I read a psalm for 92-year-old women and a man who was 94, but I never got to read the 100th psalm.
That's fantastic.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that he is God, and he made us, and not we ourselves. I learned that as a kid. We
is
had
that
to memorize
the psalm right there?
That's a psalm. That's Psalm 100.
Is it?
Yeah,
nice.
In Old King English.
Wow.
Fun.
Well, that's very exciting. And
but to see 100 candles, and then a great-granddaughter blew all the candles
out. Oh, really?
It was fun.
100's pretty good. So that's... that means she was born in... 1906.
Yeah, that'd be best. I looked up on the computer, and I think Hughes, the aircraft man, was born the same time.
Oh, wow.
You can find everything on this crazy thing.
This computer?
You just go to Google.
That's right.
And I type in Google, and it's just amazing what it gets. And I'm learning to learn every dot counts.
That's right.
If the dot's the wrong place, I'm in trouble.
That's right. There's not a...
Perfectionism.
It's one of the big gaps between a machine and a human.
Yeah.
If you tell someone, a person, that you want to send this letter to Atlantis.
Yes.
They'll say, sir, are you sure you don't mean Atlanta? Because Atlantis is underwater.
That's
but
right.
If you tell a computer, please send my package to Atlantis, it'll go, all righty, and it'll just do it. It doesn't know. It can't think if it's something smart or not. It just knows. Yes,
oh, the mind is able to develop. I just rejoice every day that I have this opportunity at 93 to learn how to use it. And my children have said, keep at it. You know, this year I didn't send very many snail Christmas letters.
No.
I tried to do all on email, but now I'm getting the people who say, well, I'm a little lazy, and they send the story of their life. I get about 150 postcards.
Wow.
They bring you up to date on what they've been doing.
That's nice, though. I like getting those, like, family pictures.
I like that part. It's better to do it on the email. And it's cheaper. And stamps are going up in price.
That's true. That's true. It's in 2 weeks, right? We have 39 cents?
Yeah, that's right. Right away. Yeah.
That's how they get you.
But it's the greatest gift in the world. When I was in India one time, I was sending back some material to a church I was serving in Denver. We were going to build a foundation, knowing that the church needed money, and my mother had left $3,000, and so we sent the foundation papers, and as I was stood at the post office, my friend, a doctor who was with the Ford Foundation, he said, wait a minute, we got to see that this letter you just wrote is stamped. He says, otherwise the employees would pull the stamps off and sell them.
Really? Wow.
So nowhere in the world except our country like this, and other countries too that are of this kind of art. Be honest, you know.
Right. Wow. Oh, well, we'll... Oh, I was going to ask you, did you watch the president?
Yes, I watched the president, and I listened to him. And I breathe a thought of prayer because he's in real trouble.
And boy.
He made so many mistakes in this period. It's so sad. And to have so many... That's part of the sorrow at Christmas time. That we're involved in, so many young people are dying over there. And of course the flood. This has been a hard year in America.
It has been a hard year. I found myself being so frustrated watching the president as he was mocking the Democrats who were trying to kill the Patriot Act, which in my mind is an act of heroism, is an act of true patriotism to kill the Patriot Act.
Well, they weren't going to kill it. They're going to modify it somewhere. I think they end up. No, I suppose. You see, here in San Diego, we had young men taking flying lessons, and they're the ones who drove the planes, and we didn't even know about it. So you have to have some way of observation. But, boy, I don't want to lose my freedoms. The only place in the world where freedom is not free, you've got to keep it alive.
I am not willing to trade my freedom for a fake sense of safety.
Very good.
Just not, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Well, it's exciting time.
Oh.
You know my favorite poem, to be alive in such an age, with every day a lightning page, turned in the world's great wonder book, whereon the leaning nations look, give thanks and clap your heritage, to be alive in such an age, and to stand firm, making the weight of your life count for the things of peace and joy and equality.
Now, if you just heard that, this is a man who's 93 years old, and he sits with in peace and with love in his heart and with pride, and he talks about life and death with such a peace. And why is that? Because he lived according to his ideals.
He lived as best you can.
And if that is not an argument for... I wonder how many people get to their last few chapters and wish they'd done a little more of that. So thanks for giving us a role model.
Well, I've been trying. Even now, I write my politicians every few days on this machine and want my little vote to count. And I can always remember President Clinton in a great Negro congregation says, you realize your vote is just as important as my vote. But we've had wealth has bought so many of the elections now.
Right, because wealth can buy marketing, mm-hmm. and marketing is...
brainwashes people.
It works. As a population, we are very susceptible to advertising and marketing, and unfortunately, if you have enough money, you can convince enough people almost anything.
That's what flipped out.
Well, let's take a change in focus, rather than from the manipulation of people to the raw, unjudgmental, free from any sort of darkness, plain old loving of all those people out there, whether they're in our country or out of our country. So it's time for doing some Hug Nation. So grab yourselves by the shoulders. Feel your hands touching your shoulders, embracing your torso. Now close your eyes. Think about the names you just saw in the chat room here. Think about Lady Lick and Crow Girl and Tassie and Halcyon and Caleb. Think about all the people that you saw today in your house, down the hall, on the street. Think about all the people you've seen over the course of the week. Maybe even that you've talked to them online. People just that the little bursts, little beaming lights of living creatures, loving creatures that you have passed in your life. Whether or not the interaction you had with them was love-filled, right now, let's make your connection to them one of love. These are all people in our family, part of the human family, our brothers and sisters. So as you grab your shoulders, imagine those hands grabbing you, are not yours, but of all those other people, all your brothers and sisters that are grabbing hold of you, telling you, I would rather hug you than hurt you, because we are all one. And feel that body that you are embracing, that you are grasping hold to, that you are feeling the life essence of, that's not your body, but that is the body of all those others out there, your family, your friends, and the many, 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 many strangers that are in your family, that are sharing this planet, that are sharing this air, that are part of this life force. And just feel that connection for a few seconds.
May this be a wonderful day.
Amen. I love you, Grandpa.
I love your grandson, John. Life is beautiful.
Happy Net Hug Nation. We love you all. And we will see you next week.
Next Tuesday.
So have...
In the afterglow of Christmas.
Yes. Have a wonderful Christmas. I believe Hanukkah starts the day after Christmas,
It'll be
deep into Hanukkah when we see you again. Whatever you celebrate this time of year, may love surround you. May your year end with fond memories, and let's try to gain some momentum of love and acceptance and smiles as we go into 2006.
Amen. That's
Amen.
Great.
We will see you next week. We love you.
I have my neighbor here with Hanukkah, and I'm going to go to the hospital.